The Idaho Film Festival is returning to Boise for its fifth year. It highlights emerging Idaho filmmakers and will screen full-length features, shorts, animated pieces, foreign films, all in the horror genre. Titles include Goodnight Gracie, Lunch Ladies, Postmortem Mary, and Killer Cart. Panels include discussion about women in the horror film industry and, of course, makeup, special effects. And the keynote speaker is the star of the 1985 cult classic, The Return of the Living Dead. The festival starts tomorrow and runs through Sunday, and joining us to discuss the festival are Molly Deckert, Executive Director, and Paige Richards, Director of Media. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
The popularity of horror films. First, why do people love scaring themselves in a movie theater? Molly?
Self-torture. I'm not really sure. Personally, as the executive director, I'm not a fan of the genre, which makes for a whole new conversation. But Paige loves them.
That doesn't make a lot of sense. You're not a fan, and
No. You
helped start the film festival.
Started it. Yeah. Susan Becker and I started it in 2014 as a way to provide more opportunities for emerging filmmakers, because the common thread is they make horror movies.
Well, Paige, why do you like to be scared?
That is a great question, because I love to be scared and then I'm home alone and I'm regretting every choice I made that day. But it's kind of like an adrenaline rush. You know, you start off and you watch something and you're like, oh, that was good. That wasn't that scary. And then you're like, well, my friend said this was really scary. And you're like, oh, I can take that. And, you know, and you go and see these things. And people have done studies that your brain reacts in certain ways that you want to have that happen to you. And there's so many different types of horror films out there that I think almost everybody could like some type of horror film. Mm-hmm.
Sure, there's psychological thrillers, mm-hmm. and there's also those more gruesome ones like Saw or Human Centipede that mm-hmm. seem to tap something visceral in people, and apparently you just react.
Yeah. There's also horror comedy, which people don't, you know, which is a great entry into horror, I think, for a lot of people.
The broad spectrum.
Yeah, it's huge. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I am also with Molly. I personally am not a gore fan, but I do love a good psychological horror.
And then what makes that so? What makes a great horror film? What are you looking, you're a filmmaker, mm-hmm. so what are you looking in the filmmaking process, Paige, that you'll know will tap into that fright?
Well, I think most people go in hoping that they can capture that. I always look at a horror film and I think that this is a really great film because it did something different that no one else did, and it did it successfully. It tried to take a genre and step out of what the norm is, or it's going to stand the test of time. You look at Psycho or you look at The Exorcist, and some of those things aren't scary now, but they are, you know, classics. They're things that people can build upon. So you're either creating a building block or you're expanding it successfully, and that opens up to a wide audience.
Mm-hmm. And Molly, a moment ago, you said this is a place for beginning filmmakers in some capacity, emerging filmmakers. Why is that?
You know, I don't know. I thought at first maybe it was just an Idaho thing, but it's not. It's a nationally global kind of common thread. Most directors that are famous have a horror film in their filmography. Why that is, I'm not really sure. I can guess that horror is more accessible as a new filmmaker than maybe writing, directing, editing, and shooting a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
I think comedy is very hard to do, and I think horror is just an easier vehicle.
So lower barriers to entry, get your friends mm-hmm. together, like in the famous Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which I know some folks who were in Austin. They just got a bunch of folks together in a field in the 70s.
Yeah. And people love B-movies, and horror does that really well.
They do it
really
well. I think the audience is also really, I don't want to say forgiving, but more accepting. They're there for the good time. They're there for the scare. They're there for the blood. And mm-hmm. if somebody's going to go out of their way and try to make this, people are going to show up and watch it.
So, Paige, you said the horror films of the 60s, 70s, Psycho, The Birds, The Exorcist, pretty tame by today's mm-hmm. standards. And even the slasher flicks of the 80s, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Mike Myers, they even seem a bit silly now.
They do, and especially when you get to the sequels, they get really ridiculous. But if you go back to someone who has watched them when they were big and relevant, I know people who are deathly afraid of Chucky, and if you watch it now, this doll like bleeds. Like, that doesn't make any sense. There's so many errors in this movie, but it's like an experience
suspension
that they
reality.
Get the suspension of reality, and they have that. And so even though they're tame today, people still love them for what they were. And as an audience,
They have a huge following.
Huge. And you grow. You know, what we can handle watching now as an audience is so much more extreme than it used to be. And that is because someone went a little harder than somebody else. So Saw.
They
upped the ante. They pushed the levels of what you were willing to watch, and it did so well. And they're like, oh, people like gore? Let me bring you this one. And that's just how it's always kind of been.
If you haven't noticed, it's October on the calendar. Molly Deckert and Paige Richards of the Idaho Horror Film Festival are with us. It begins tomorrow and runs through Sunday at venues throughout Boise. Paige, also a filmmaker, working on a new film. She had made a short film called Until Morning. We're going to have links on our website. You can always hashtag questions or thoughts on Twitter with the hashtag Idaho Matters. So, Molly, one of the panels will include a discussion about the role of women in the horror film industry. Mm-hmm. We're talking about directors. We're talking about actresses. And how have those evolved? I mean, there's this idea of this Madonna horror paradigm that existed for female characters. They were killed in an order of increasing virtue or something.
Yeah, and that still exists today. I mean, if you look at Friday the 13th, Adrian King, who was our first Trailblazer awardee last year, really broke the mold with this final girl kind of persona.
She survived till the end.
She survived till the end. And, and horror seems to be kind of fractured into two subgenres of final girls, and then that kind of Madonna horror complex that, you know, the hot girl gets offed first, right?
I mean,
they can be split right down the middle.
Yes, I would say that. We could probably go through and pin them into different categories.
But really, you saw that in the late 70s, early 80s start with the whole final girl concept. And golly, it's pretty unbridled now.
Mm. What about the heroines, like the Buffy the Vampire Slayer model?
That was... I don't know. I never watched that one. No. I've got to out myself here. I do know of, but...
Well, I mean, because of those that they exist, you know, Buffy, she comes in and she is killing vampires. She has this upon her, and it's set kind of a standard. Again, it relates to the success. People loved Buffy, and they wanted to see what else was out there. Who else can, you know, kick so much butt? Who else can come to the table? And that you'll see that, too, in horror films. Not only is... Oh, let's say the woman is a final girl. She's following the final girl trope. They get more tough. They get more ready to fight. They overcome more than they did 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And horror was the first genre to do that.
Mm-hmm. And aliens and sci-fi a little bit too. With their lead characters. So talking about the festival, film producer and actress Linnea Quigley will be speaking. She starred in the 1985 zombie flick, The Return of the Living Dead. Why was this film important?
Well, actually, the film is not what we celebrate. It's the person tied to the film. So when we think about what a Trailblazer award winner looks like, we look for contributions both on and off screen. We feel like we are women that contribute to our community heavily here in Boise, and we want to exemplify that in the festival in that regard. So Linnea is an activist with PETA. She writes, she produces, she's active in her community. And so for us, it was less about the film that was attached to her, but really her attachment to the things that are important to her life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She'll be the keynote speaker at this festival.
She will.
And that film had an element of comedy, too. Yeah. And talking about the changing horror genre, you think of Scary Movie, which was an outright comedy from the year 2000. It seems like they jumped the shark and became more self-referential. Mm-hmm. Is that the case, Paige?
I think it is. And you can... even go back to Scream, they were one of the first to, while it is a scary movie, they are outwardly saying, there's a scene in that movie where they're watching a TV and they're saying, oh, this is where all the teens are distracted, and someone comes up behind them, and people bought it. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what is happening with this horror comedy as well. They are like, we know the situation that we're in is so ridiculous. Let's poke fun at it.
Molly, what's happening here in Idaho? What makes Idaho a great place to film horror?
I think Idaho is a great place to film, period. I think it is more accessible, easy, and financially more advantageous to film a film in Idaho, despite the fact that we don't have incentives. It is less expensive to crew and house of a whole cast here in the Gem State. But we like Boise because you can fake urban, right? You can make it look like a big city. And then we have access to the beautiful outdoors just 10 minutes away. So we think it's versatile. And there's also a deep bench of talent here.
And what films in particular are you looking forward to, either of you, at this year's festival?
At this year's festival?
The Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
Jen Wexler's feature, The Ranger. Yeah. It should be on everybody's list. It screens Friday.
It does. I'm really excited about that one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another aspect of the festival is attendees to screenings at the Egyptian can confess their sins and be made into poetry. How will this
yes.
work?
Yes. Well, we partnered with Storyfort for this one, which is a branch of the Treefort Music Festival, and they made a poetry confessional. So if you're Catholic, you know what that looks like. There'll be poets that are in session that will take your deepest, darkest secret that you give them and write a poem about it. And those will be displayed at the Egyptian. So there's multiple times where the poet will be in to hear your confessions, but we're excited about it.
Yeah.
It's a new twist.
Paige, off air, we were talking about a 1999 documentary, American movie, about the
yes.
making of a horror film,
yes.
Coven, by a Milwaukee filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Is this true to life, that a guy just gets a little bit of money together, gets all his friends together, and makes a film?
I would say yes. I would say that this example in that movie, they picked him to make that documentary for a reason. He's very entertaining. But it is absolutely true. When you want to make a film and you can see this for someone who has a lot of money or someone who has a little money, they are banding together with a group of people and they are hustling to make it work. And especially here, when you run into people who are trying to make their very first film, like they can attest to staying in an editing suite all night, sleeping mm-hmm. on the ground. I've done it. I can name lots of people who have done it. So,
well, we look forward to seeing the fruits of their labor. We've been talking to Molly Deckard, executive director of the Idaho Horror Film Festival, and Paige Richards, the director of media. The festival begins tomorrow and runs through Sunday throughout Boise. We'll have links up soon on our website. Thank you to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.